Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we know, the Lions lost the season opener to the San Francisco 49ers by the score of 41-33. To join us, as he does every Tuesday on this program, the head coach of the Lions, Dan Campbell. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are y'all doing?
We're good. How do you sleep after that game Sunday?
You know.
The big news yesterday was obviously, you know, Jeff Okuda and his injury being out. What does that mean for your secondary? And is it Melifonwenu that steps into that starting role?
I mean, look, it's tough to lose Jeff, and you know, he had a really good spring, and he had an outstanding camp. It really improved, and you know, we had big plans for him this year, and look, this thing happened. I hate it for him, and I know he's heartbroken. He's frustrated, but it's, man, that's, unfortunately, that's the name of this game. I mean, things happen all the time, and it's just another bump in the road that he's got to overcome, and us as well. So now, yeah, you know, if he's got to step up, Bobby Price, Jerry Jacobs, I mean, those guys, next man up. Here we go.
I know you don't want to look too far down the road, but with this injury, we've seen so many guys, it's just really hard to come back. Obviously, medical advancements has made it better. Is it something where down the road you said, well, you know what, he probably lost a step, maybe a safety would be better for him?
Yeah, we're not even there on that. I mean, here's a good thing about Okuda. He has a ton of God-given ability. I mean, freakish ability. And so even if he doesn't come back from and he's a freak anymore, then he's just below a freak athletically, coming off of a, you know, Achilles. So until those guys come back, you never know how anybody's going to react, and everybody's different. And I've seen enough guys that come off Achilles that can still play good football.
You've been around enough to know that you're going to get curveballs. And the last week, one of the bigger curveballs was thrown your way when Taylor Decker injured his hand, was going to be out. You decided to move Penei Sewell over to left tackle. Your estimation of how he played, as well as the decision to move him from right to left.
Yeah, listen, I thought he handled himself well, and got into that game late in the second, and I wasn't even thinking about him anymore, which is a good sign. Mm-hmm. I thought he went over there and he didn't miss a beat. Now, was he perfect? No, he wasn't. But I thought he went over there and battled, and he certainly gave us a chance. He gave us a chance to win that game, and I was encouraged by that. Now, he can't pat himself on the back and say, okay, I've arrived, because he's got another good one this week. He's going to have good rushers every week. So, but it was a good start for him, for sure.
Yeah, and any of the mistakes that I watched that were made, they're all correctable. And you love to see that in a young player. It was exciting. And a lot of people now want to know, is what happens when Taylor Decker comes back?
Yeah, my goodness, man. That's so far down the road. I'm serious. And I don't want to feel like I'm avoiding the question, but I'm like, what are we going to do against Green Bay? You know, we know Sewell will be at the left, and I thought those guys up front played pretty good, man. So those are our guys right now. And when Decker comes back, that'll be a good problem to have, to figure out what we're going to do.
By the way, Jansen thinks you should move him to guard. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, listen, what are we going to do with Jonah then?
move him to right. And I mean, yeah. But to your point, it's a great problem to have because you got more guys that can play than you have spaces for.
Yeah, that's right.
And so I do want to ask you about Monday night. What's it like preparing for your first Monday night game as the head coach? It's a division opponent. It's a big opportunity for your team.
Yeah, listen, it is. It's but after what we just dealt with at home, first game, man, there is so much stuff we have to clean up. And Green Bay, it carries its own set of concerns and its own issues. But my God, if we don't clean our own crap up first and just the simple stuff while we're getting ready for Green Bay, it won't matter. And so I'm not even to the Monday night, man, exposure of this and Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, man, we got to line up properly. We got to play our, you know, fundamental football, play your keys, know where your eyes need to be, you know, just all the little crap we can clean up that, my gosh, we just do one thing a little bit better. We find a way to win a game that didn't look like we could win the other day. So those are the things. Look, Green Bay is going to be ready to go. Everybody knows this team, they'll come back. I mean, and they got a good quarterback, obviously. And so we got our hands full, but we got to clean up our own issues.
Dan Campbell joined us on the Stoney and Jansen program. You talk about cleaning stuff up. Defensively, everybody said, well, at least they can't be any worse defensively than they were last year. And look, it was pretty poor defensively most of that game. What in specifics needs to be cleaned up to make the defense a little better? Rushing the passer?
Well, actually, yeah, you could say that, but we didn't always get them in those situations where I felt like when we got them in third down, we did pretty good, you know, and
tackling.
You know, we were good on third down. It's the first second down efficiency where we got in trouble. When you allow them to run the ball, man, and now everything is very manageable for them. They don't have to get into drop back. It's all the boots, and it all started with setting the edges on the run, building the wall. You know, we get a motion here. We don't kick the front the way we should. We got two open gaps. Now they slice you. Now they bring it back, and it's play action pass, and there goes Kittle running right through, you know, your defense because you're trying to make up for your teammate who wasn't where he was supposed to be. So you overcorrect one way, and now it's just the little stuff, man. And no excuses here, but look, it's the first game. You got a taste of it live, full go against a good team, and now we know our own deficiencies. You know, now here's what we got to clean up, guys. Now that there's no more feeling good about ourselves as far as the camp looked good and it was good versus Detroit, now you know what it looks like. And when somebody's really, truly trying to game plan you, this is what it looks like. But the beauty is it's all correctable stuff. It really is. And we can clean it up. And we tried to clean it up a lot of it yesterday. And these guys will come back to work this week and we'll be just fine.
Offensively, you ran the ball pretty effectively. Throwing game, you got a lot of yardage late. Would you like to see him throw the ball downfield more? It seemed like Goff was kind of like check down Charlie, to use a cliche.
Yeah, I mean, certainly it would be nice, but when you get into that type of game, they're not going to let you just throw the ball over your head when you're down 41-17, you know? So it's got to come earlier in the game.
Right.
You know, you'd like to have things built off the run game where you're able to capitalize on your shots there, you know, which honestly we never really got to. And when we wanted to get to them, it got to the point of the game where you were kind of out of that, if you will. So yeah, certainly, man, we want to take more advantage of what happens early in the game. But look, let me say this. Every week, you never know what's going to happen. And this was the type of game, Parcells used to say it all the time, this is the type of game that the offense needed to win. They needed to win this game, and we didn't do it. And we didn't score enough points. And we're going to be in games where the defense is going to have to get one more stop. And you win 14-10, but your defense has got to get one more stop. And so or the special team. So you take each opponent, each situation as it comes, and you find a way to win it. And that became a shootout. And offense, we got to score one more time. I mean, if we score any one of the first two possessions of that game, well, now all of a sudden you may tie it or you win that game. You have a chance. And we just ran out of time, and we didn't capitalize early in the game. First quarter, we're down in the red zone twice. We missed a field goal. We fourth down, we're off the field, turnover on downs on the fourth and two, and then we missed a field goal right after that. So we didn't capitalize on anything, you know?
What is it, you know, every time you take the field, whether it's practice or the game, and you learn a lot about your team in games, but you always learn something. You go forward on fourth down a couple of times early. You just mentioned you don't come away with any points in those first couple of drives, but you're down 31-10 at the half. Your team comes back. They keep fighting. What is it that you learned about your team and about your guys on Sunday?
Well, what I'd hoped, and that was that they weren't going to treat this like, man, this is just like last year. Man, things go bad, and it doesn't look like there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and they lose a little spark. They didn't do that. They didn't. They did exactly what we talked about, and just play the situation. Play the play in front of you, and don't worry about it. At some point, when you realize it's 41-10, 41-17, you can't look at the scoreboard anymore. You know what, defense, we have to get a stop. Just worry about this play and this series. Offense, when you get it back, we got to find a way to march it down and get it in the end zone. Oh, and by the way, we got to get two. Got to get a two-point conversion. And that's all you can worry about. And pretty soon, just as quick as you got yourself in a hole, you can get yourself out of a hole just as quick. So, and at least you could see that. They knew that, and there was a little validation in that. And they did fight, man. They never gave up, and I'm proud of them for that.
They made a big deal during the broadcast and, you know, nationally when Coach Pleasant had a little chewing out with Okuda on the sideline. They showed that. Do you like that as a head coach when your assistants and some of the players get into it a little bit?
Well, I don't like it, but I don't dislike it. I mean, it's part of it's what goes on the sideline. I mean, it's high emotions, man. It's high stress. And sometimes it's the only way to communicate at times, you know. You mm-hmm. have to get through. You got to break through that barrier. And sometimes there's players and there's coaches. When you get one blow up, now you can finally get some work done, if that makes sense. And it just happens that way, naturally. You know, I don't want disruption, but at the same time, I know this, things got cleaned up after that. And so it's just, that's the way it goes sometimes. And those things, you know, when you're looking at it from afar, I mean, John can tell you this, that gets blown way out of proportion. Yeah. It's not what you think. Those things happen in practice all the time, you know, yes. But nobody sees all that. And so it's not like there's anything different going on live TV than what's going on in practice.
Is it different or harder to put a game behind you, win or loss, than it was as a coach than it was as a player?
Yeah, it is. I think it is. You know, because you're trying to digest the whole thing, and you're trying to digest, you know, look, what do we have to do better collectively? Like, you know, when it's you, you're so much more focused on your own performance and what do I need to do better to help my team. But it's, I know this, everything starts with yourself. And as a coach, you have to look at it that way. But you also have to look at not only yourself. Now step back for a minute. Where do I need to help? You know, where can I help in other areas that does not take away from us but actually supplements us, you know? And so, yeah, there is. There's a lot more into it to where you know, how do I help? Do I need to extend myself more here? You know, did I give my coordinators enough? I mean, it's just, there is. There's a lot more that goes with it.
Final thing. Is there one thing specific that you learned about yourself from the game on Sunday that you need to clean up?
I think there was some things that I need to communicate much more clearly than I did. Let's put it that way. I can be much more clear about certain situations and things that I want done, which I will be and will do.
All right. We thank you as always. We'll talk to you next week. Go beat the Packers.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. That's the Dan Campbell joining us on the Stoney and Jansen program, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.